Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has awarded more than $9 million in grant money to five companies. They'll produce pilot projects to support the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. The winners will pilot identity solutions to increase confidence in online transactions, strengthen security, and give users more control over how their personal information is shared. We're speaking today with one of the grant award winners, Resilient Network Systems, a San Francisco-based software company. Pat Riley is Executive Vice President of Business Development for Resilient.
We are building software that brings, if you will, three things to the internet. One is we bring the concept of identity so that when someone is there, we can verify that they are indeed the person that they are attempting to portray that they are. We can prove that it is exactly that person or not. And then the second is, once we've proven the identity of the individual, what we allow then is owners of services and databases and information to then set up policies for what type of individual can access their services or data that they provide to their customers or their partners. And so the second piece of that is all about policy on the internet, which really doesn't exist well today. And then the third is that we can obfuscate all of that. So basically, rather than sending key information or actually letting folks know who someone is, I just let them know that this is indeed the person that meets the policy that you have set, so that we then allow privacy to happen for those that don't want to give out personal information across the web.
Resilient was impressed with the NSTIC guidelines. Riley says they didn't dictate any specific application or a way things should be done, and they were well written, with the same guiding principles Resilient founders used to build their company.
So we were very enamored that this type of an organization had come about, and so we began to get interested and get involved with them. And then once we heard that they were actually setting grants out to sort of seed the market, if you will, for pulling trusted identities in cyberspace, what we looked at is said, okay, where's the biggest pain for that? And we came up and said, you know, the two probably biggest pains that people are feeling today, one is on the healthcare side. So how do I make it that doctors, insurers, physicians, how do they know how to find the information that is about me from other doctors and labs, et cetera, et cetera? So how does that whole chain of sharing happen across the healthcare field? And then the second pain that we looked at was basically child safety, online safety. You know, so how do you make sure that the identities of children aren't being misused, that people that purport themselves to be a child indeed are or are not a child? And so taking all of that kind of nastiness out of the internet was the second place.
So, Resilient will produce two projects relating to healthcare and child internet safety. On the healthcare side, the company is partnering with groups including the American Medical Association, Aetna, the American College of Cardiology, LexisNexis, and the National eHealth Collaborative.
We said, all right, if we could pull these folks together and come up with a use case of how does a doctor find out all the records for that patient that has walked in their front door, let's take that as sort of the first phase of the use case, if you will. And then the second thing is that once we have those records from that individual, how can we begin to help give them some coordinated care? How can we give them some of the expertise that others have regarding this kind of patient who's, you know, maybe overweight and doesn't exercise and smokes and, you know, whatever the things are that they've got going on in their life? How do we now begin to provide some advice and direction to that patient to make themselves better and healthier? And so that's really what we pulled together as a group of individuals that want to solve that problem. And we got very specific around that.
On the Child Safety Project, they wanted to figure out how to prove a child is in fact a child and enable parents to see their child's record online. So they hooked up with folks who manage school information.
What we did was began to work with them as to how would we prove that I'm the custodial parent and I'm allowed access to my child's records. And then we said, and then how do you make media accessible to those folks? So we are working with folks like Newstar that runs media content distribution for a number of the media houses, including Warner Brothers, etc. And how do now they use that information to actually now say, okay, the parent has signed up for this type of information or media, and this kid comes online. One, I can ascertain that he is a child. Two, I can go and ascertain that he is a child of that family. And three, I can say that family has access to my media, allow that child to see the media that he's requesting. So, again, we took very simplistic use cases, if you will, but that have a fairly, I don't want to say complicated, but today, a lot of steps that someone would have to go through so that we can now automate those steps that behind the scenes, the network is taking care of it versus having somebody have to call people and get somebody to attest to it and then fax something and sign something, etc. We're looking at how do you use a trusted identity ecosystem to manage all of that.
Resilience Grant Award is worth almost $2 million. Riley says half the money is going to their project partners, and the rest is for building the subset of the product that will connect the different elements of those partners. They've got 2 years to get it done.
I think the number one goal is that, as we put in the grant proposal, that we actually have people using the technology and it's doing exactly what we envision and know it can do. And then what we would like is that at that time it's being such a rousing success that basically the market momentum, the net effect, if you will, takes over, that more and more doctors are saying, my God, I need to be part of this. And school systems are saying, this is something that I need to do because it's lowering costs and taking fraud out of the system. So, the hope is that as NSTIC, as the grants were laid out, was really to kind of kickstart an industry, and we see this as a great way to kickstart two very potential meaningful fields.
Pat Riley is Executive Vice President of Business Development for Resilient Network Systems, one of five companies selected to craft pilot projects to support NSTIC. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.